Thank you very much for those warm words. This past week, this Tuesday, was the Yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim. And it was all, I mean, every Yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim is a very special day. Chafetz Chaim had an incredible effect on this generation and every generation since his patira. This particular Tuesday was very significant for us because we were very fortunate, very, very blessed to have our first grandson. And, during the time of the labor, we were all saying, Baruch Hashem, it's the Yahrzeit of the Chafetz Chaim, it should be a schus. And I thought I would share with you something which I saw at the shame, one of the grandchildren of the Chafetz Chaim, of Tzvi Hirsch, a particular story, an event, something which the Chafetz Chaim was asked, which I found it to be very, very powerful. There's so many things to talk about before Rosh Hashanah, but I thought this is something which we all need to have constant chizik. Some even came to the Chafetz Chaim in the month of Elul, and they said, Yalamdeinu Rabbeinu. There's lots of different skulas and eitzes and inyanim, ways for a person to be zeicha bedin. And Chazal speak about if a person is mavral midosav, and the Bali Musa speak about the concept of rabim tzuichem loy, if you make yourself an indispensable part of the tzibur. Everyone needs you, so we know that klal Yisrael, klal betuchim heim shiyasu lehem neis. And to the extent that you can make yourself part of the tzibur, it's a very auspicious thing, it's a very good sign, and so on. And they said, there's so many different things, and, you think I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Tell us what we should focus on, give us one thing, and this Elul, this will be the thing that we will work on. So the Chafetz Chaim responded with a mashal. And he said, mashal lamar davar deima, to an individual who has a very difficult court case. And the judge, the magistrate, is very tough, and he knows what you're up to. He does his research, and the prosecutor also is a pikeach, and if there's any schmutz, he'll find it. And it's going to be difficult. And the fellow, needless to say, is very concerned. And he shows up on the day, and they're waiting for the prosecutor to come, and he doesn't show. And the judge says, perhaps come back tomorrow, maybe got the dates wrong, and he doesn't show. And on the third day, the judge said, you're free to walk. And even though the judge knew that this guy is probably guilty, and he recognized him, and so on, but he said, if there is no teveya, so you're free to walk, you're free to go. And the Chafetz Chaim said that, if you're asking me personally, what is the strongest, the most powerful skula and eitzah, for a person to be end of the din, it is not to speak Lashon Hara and Rechilus and in general Chatoyim of Dibur. And he said it's the exact same thing. It's a Mida Keneged Mida. And if you don't open your mouth and say something to denigrate your friend, so then they have no right whatsoever in Shemayim to open their mouth and say anything about you. We know that the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala mirrors the Beis Din Shel Mata, and there's a certain protocol, and things have to go a certain way. And if you're careful about Lashon Hara Rechilus, and it's interesting, he went on to say other chatayim of dibur, of speech, so then that is the strongest and most powerful skula. People asked Shach, and they said, Mechatesa, where did the Chafetz Chaim get such a big yisayit from? How does he know this? And Rav Shach said, I'm not sure, but I can tell you that the Chafetz Chaim knows what's going on in Shemayim. And if he said this, trust him on it, he knows. Kind of been there, done it, he knows what's going on in Shemayim, and listen to him. Parenthetically, when we speak about the Chafetz Chaim knowing what's going on in Shemayim, they say in the name of the Chafetz Chaim, it's printed in several places, they also say this in the name of the Altar of Kalim, who was born 15 years before the Chafetz Chaim. That's also an incredible thing. I think they say the Chafetz Chaim said this at the time of Rabbi Yisrael's Patira, that when we speak about when a person is going to be judged in the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala, l'acham erev esrim shana, so the Chafetz Chaim and the Alter both said, and who will the Dayanim be in the Beis Din Shel Ma'ala? So the Chafetz Chaim said, the Dayanim will be the tzaddikim of the dar which you lived in. They are the Dayanim. Because the tzaddikim who lived, your contemporaries, so to speak, you might not have been close to them, but the ones who went through your generation, and perhaps, in some level, had maybe similar nisyonos and so on, but hichziku ma'amad, and they were able to be oimed b'nisyonam, they will be the ones who will be mechayev us. And, you know, when we think about our generation, when we think about great tzaddikim, Rabban Leib, tzaddikim who we've heard about and heard stories about, their hasmada and their integrity, their honesty, their being other mechaveroi and so on. We're not talking about people who lived 1,000 years ago, 500 years ago. People who lived in the 21st century, in the generation which we grew up in. These are the people, said the Chafetz Chaim, who will be able to judge us. So again, the Maimon HaMuzgeh, the Chafetz Chaim knew what was going on in Shemayim. And that's what he said. Chafetz Chaim did actually bring a raya to this yisoid. Chafetz Chaim said, Gemara says in Yuman Daf Mem Daled, that what's the very first avodah which the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur? The very first thing he did, he was Maktik Teres, Lefnai V'Lefnim. And the Gemara says, and there's a Diyun in the Rishenim, Teres on Yom Kippur, as opposed to Teres the rest of the year, but the Gemara says, what is the Teres coming to be Mechaper for? So it says, the Gemara says, it's coming to be mechaper for Lashon Hara. Dvarim Shebechashai, it's coming to be mechaper for. So Chafetz Chaim said, you see from here, a Dover Noira. Meaning, the Kohen Gadol, before he comes to atone, before he comes to be mechaper, for any Averis of Klal Yisrael and Kahanim and so on, the very first thing he needs to deal with is the Chatayim of Lashon Hara. And said the Chafetz Chaim, vice versa, you see from here, that had it not been that he would deal with that first, none of the avodah of Yom Kippur would take effect, would be poel, would achieve. It's so important, so integral is it to ensure that Lashon Hara is dealt with and we're able to receive some type of a tikkun on this avodah of Lashon Hara. That was one of the rayas which the Chafetz Chaim brought. We could still go a little bit further and ask, okay, But still, my kuli hai. My kuli hai, why is it so bad? And from a very early age, we've heard drasha after drasha about Lashon Hara, and sometimes we just kind of like tune out like another Lashon Hara shmooze, but like we need to think and to try and make our understanding more and more sophisticated. Like, my kuli hai. I mean, the Chafetz Chaim is more known for, he's called the Chafetz Chaim, based on the Sefer Chafetz Chaim, more so than Likutei Halachos, more so than perhaps the Mishnah Berurah and so on. This was, in a sense, this was his life's mission. This was something which was novel, which other Achronim had not done beforehand. And this was very much what he came to the world for, to be Malamed and to be Megala, the Chaimer of this Inyan. My Kuli Hai, and if anyone who's learned the Sefer sees the incredible Haflaga and all the Chazals which he brings, Chavetz Chaim and Shmir Salash and Mizrach HaKadosh and that Shakul Keneged Gimel Averis V'chulu, like, my Kuli Hai, why is it so bad? So I once heard from Rav Moshe Shapira Zichron LeBracha one idea, and he said that if we consider the concept of Dibur, and we examine the very first place in the Chumash which we find the Dibur, we will see two points, two ideas, two concepts which emerge as to what the function of Dibur was. And we see that Lashon Hara is antithetical to both of those 2 points. Meaning, the first Dibur, as we know, notwithstanding the fact that Gemara says Bereishis Nami Mamer, but the first clear Dibur is Vayemer Lekim Yehi Ar. Vayihi ar, vayar lekim es ar ki toiv. Hashem saw that the light was good. So Moshe said that you see, if so, that the very first dibur, the function of the very first dibur, was there to be megala toiv. That's what dibur, that is, and we know, many mafashim tell us that the first time something appears, it's very noteworthy, very special, as to what that thing represents. The first dibur was to be megala toiv. We also know, very much in Yana Deyemar, Rosh Hashanah, that the word Toiv and Ra in Lashon HaKodesh, so many Sfarim say, what is Toiv and what does Ra mean? And again, Rav Moshe said that Toiv is Miloshon HaTovas HaNeiros. The Toiv, HaTovas HaNeiros, is when the Kahanim would do the various tikkunim, and they would assemble and they would prepare the wicks and the oil and do whatever was necessary to ensure that when the hadlaka, when they would light, so the R would be nitfas, it would be nidlak, and it would be nimshach. And hatava is very much an inyan of a chibur, of a connection, of a hamshacha. That's what the idea of toiv is. And the Mefarshim say that Ibn Ezra on the Pasuk and the Ramban says a similar thing, alatera, that the idea of ra is milashon teroyim b'shevet barzel. Says the Ibn Ezra, it's lashon shvira. You'll break them, you'll break the goyim who are oppressing us. Teroyim b'shevet barzel, with an iron shevet, you will smash them, you will break them into pieces. The Rishonim said that's the lashon of trua, that it's a broken coil. So toiv is the chibur and the hamshacha, the connection, the continuation, and ra is the shvira. So in essence, what the toiv, this dibur, which is being megala toiv, and light is ma'afsher, connection. So again, antithetical to that, the exact opposite of that is when you say a disparaging comment, an unpleasant remark, and you are megala ra, and you create a pirud, and you create a nituk, you create a shever. So it's really going against the concept of what the very first dibur stands for. And also, when we stand on Rosh Hashanah, as we know, the Farshim say that every year a Kaddish Baruch Hu dans the world, and there is a judgment, Yibari or Al Yibari. Just like the very first time, thousands of years ago, there was this diun. So once again, should Hashem create, should Hashem not create? And the creation of man came about with Vayipach Ba'apof Nishmas Chayim, via Adam and Nefesh Chayo, the Ruach Memalah, Kadosh Baruch Hu blew into the Apayim of man, and we became a Ruach Memalah. We have the capacity of speech. So again, the Mefarshim say it's this idea, when we think about what speech is, we got speech, it's a Dover Eloiki, which we got from the Neshim of Hashem. Hashem blew into us from, as Chazal say, Man de Nafach, Midilei Nafach, the one who blew from himself, from his essence, so to speak, something godly, something divine, something larger than life. And with that, we have the capacity of speech, we became a Ruach Mamalala. And again, to take that speech, which is the manifestation of this godly-like concept which we received from Hashem, and to use it for the two things which is absolutely the opposite of what Dibur is supposed to be, that is a tremendous kilkul and hashchasa of Tzuras Adam on the most basic level. And again, I just found it a very staggering thing to see the Chavetz Chaim's grandson reporting that when they came to his grandfather and they asked, what should we do? He said, trust me, I know. Lashon Hara. Work on Lashon Hara. Be careful. Lashon Hara. Rechilas. And Malban Pnei Chaver Barabim and so on. That's what we need to work on. I'll just like to end off with one, I think it's my favorite story about the Chavetz Chaim. I always get chizuk when I hear this story, and I've said it over a few times. I just think it's such an incredible story about the Chavetz Chaim. You know, we come to Rosh Hashanah, and I heard someone say the other day, I'm no different than I was last year. I don't think I've improved at all from last year. And look, I mean, it could be, maybe he was right, I'm not sure. But we're living in difficult times also. And we have big nisyonos, and things are tough. And the Chavetz Chaim said a beautiful idea, which I found also very encouraging. It's quite a well-known story. Perhaps you've heard it before. But the story goes that there was a fellow who came out of shul one morning, one Shabbos morning. And he came and he was very upset. He did not like the drasha which the rabbi gave that morning. And the Chavetz Chaim went over to him and he said, what's wrong? Said the Rav was giving this drasha, said over a Chazal. Chazal say, anyone who does a mitzvah, and he doesn't do it b'dechilu v'rechimu, he doesn't do it with a requisite level of av and yira, lest lay gadfa, doesn't have wings, and it can't fly up to Shemayim. So you need the Ava, and you need the Yira, and that will take your Maisa Mitzvahs off to Shemayim. He said, come on, you know, I'm on Posh the Yid, I'm trying to do the Mitzvah. You know what? Ava and Yira, these are big Dargas. I'm not holding. So what? That's it? My Mitzvahs are not worth anything? So the Chofetz Chaim said, let me tell you a story. He said, I met a baker shortly before the outbreak of World War I. And he was also looking a little bit downtrodden and upset and depressed. I went over to him and I said, what's wrong? He said, business is terrible. You know what Jews are like when they come into a bakery? They complain. They pick up my bagels. This is too burnt. This is uncooked. This isn't crusty enough. This is too expensive. This is too cheap. There's always something to complain about. And they manhandle my goods. And often at the end of the day, you know, half of them have been touched, and I have to get rid of them, and business is terrible. Chofetz Chaim gave him a bracha, you should be matzliach, business should be successful, and so on. World War I breaks out, and the Chofetz Chaim chances upon the baker a week or two into World War I, and the guy's beaming, and he's smiling from ear to ear. Says the Chofetz Chaim, how's business? It's great, it's never been better. What's going on? People come into my bakery. Whatever's there, they chop, they take, they snatch. They don't ask any questions. Is it burnt? Is it fresh? Is it raw? Is it expensive? Is it cheap? Whatever's there, they chop it up. So going back to the story where the fellow came out of shul, the Chofetz Chaim said, you have to realize, when Rav Shimon Bar Yochai wrote to the Zohar HaKadosh and said, Kol mitzvah de lesle, de chilu rechim or lesle gadfin. Okay, in his generation, when there was Rashbi the Chaverov, and there were such towering giants. Yeah, they were Machayev, that level of Dveikus and Kasher. Chofetz Chaim said, I'm telling you, and again, Chofetz Chaim knows what's going on in Shemayim. So said the Chofetz Chaim, he was Nifter in 1933, so can you imagine what he would say in our generation? He said, I'm telling you, in our generation, anything which you do, they chop in Shemayim, they grab it. They're so excited, they're so encouraged. They're dancing in Shemayim, anything you do. And therefore, don't be upset. And don't worry about the Avon era. You do what you can. And I feel it's an incredible chizik for all of us. We all try, and again, it's always, for me personally, on a personal level, I got tremendous chizik from being in the base 3 years. I was here for purely selfish reasons. I just wanted to stay young, and I wanted to stay vigorous, and I wanted to stay, and I wanted to live like a bachar. And to see all of you here and to come with a hasmada and with a dedication. And, you know, we've got challenges in your time. You've got all different things which you're asking for your time. And to do anything and to have a kliyas for a couple of hours. And if a person's not able to do a couple of hours, whatever you do, it's zahav. It's incredible. So again, just to leave off, chizik for ourselves, that the Chofetz Chaim, Zchus Yagen Aleinu, whose yahrzeit was less than 3 days ago, is telling us that the one thing which you want, if you want to be Zeichen Din, is be careful. Don't say a disparaging comment. Give words of chizik. Give words of encouragement. Be very careful about what you say, what comes out of your lips. And don't be too hard on yourself. When you do something good, you have to realize in Shemayim, they're dancing. No.